This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Walmart recently announced it would raise its workers' starting pay to $11 an hour, but at the same time, the company closed 63 of its Sam's Club stores. It's a tumultuous time for retail workers, and the realities of that industry can make it hard to get by. The average retail cashier makes 10 an hour, the average retail sales worker 12. One in three retail jobs is part-time. Worker schedules are often erratic. Fewer no benefits sometimes. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has been talking to worried retail workers.
There's a feeling of insecurity retail workers talk about. Alex Cole, who's 29, knows it well. He used to work part-time in member services at a Sam's Club store in Linden, New Jersey, for $11.25 an hour. His hours would change week to week.
You're always wondering if your next couple of weeks are actually going to be the same amount in your paycheck, your job, your expenses, and sleep. That becomes your life.
The modern retail job was born in the mid-1800s with the rise of department stores like Marshall Field's in Chicago and Belk in Atlanta. The job was never going to get you rich, and the hours were long. But Nancy Kane, a retail historian at Harvard Business School, says by the mid-1900s, if you worked at one of these stores,
you are well-trained, you are well-dressed, you have some kinds of benefits, you have vacation days, and you can expect that you can work there on a set schedule that you work out with your manager for many, many years.
But around that time, a new kind of retailer was emerging. The discount chain. In 1962, three discounters opened their doors: Kmart, Target, and Walmart. Over a couple decades, they remade the industry.
Keep those prices rolling, rolling.
Remember this Walmart commercial from the 90s? A yellow smiley face wearing a cowboy hat is bobbing around, cutting down prices with a whip. That's the discount chain business model, slash prices. The chains did that by keeping labor costs low. And Kane says to compete, other retailers cut their prices and their workers' wages.
We begin to see low wage, dead end, difficult to support oneself, much less a family, retail jobs.
The average hourly pay for a retail worker, adjusted for inflation, has fallen by $2 since the early 70s when the government started tracking this data. Retailers also saved money by shifting workers into part-time positions with constantly changing schedules, organized around the flow of customers. Chris Tilley teaches about labor markets at UCLA.
You just have more and more retailers saying we want 24/7 availability. If you want to work for us, you have to say that you'll work anytime we want you to work.
Last August, Alex Cole quit his Sam's Club job to drive for a delivery company. Now he works full-time for $12.75 an hour plus benefits, and he says he hopes to never work in retail again. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.